Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Thursday, January 2nd, is the feast of Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen, bishops and doctors of the Church. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis expresses his closeness to those affected by the terrorist attack in New Orleans. 20 migrants are missing after their boat capsized near the Italian island of Lampedusa. And in his prayer intention for January, Pope Francis prays for the right of all to an education. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Pope Francis has expressed his spiritual closeness to those affected by the recent terrorist attack in the U.S. city of New Orleans. 15 people were killed in the attack and dozens more wounded, as Joseph Tulloch reports.
Pope Francis has said that he is deeply saddened to learn of the loss of life and injury caused by a recent terrorist attack in the U.S. city of New Orleans. On the 1st of January, 15 people were killed and dozens wounded when a 42-year-old man drove a pickup truck at high speed into a crowd. In his telegram sent to Archbishop Gregory Amond of New Orleans, the Pope assured the entire city of his spiritual closeness and commended the victims to the loving mercy of the Almighty God. The message signed by Vatican Secretary of State Pietro Parolin added that the Pope is praying for those affected and that, quote, as a pledge of peace and strength in the Lord, the Holy Father sends his blessings. In the early hours of the 1st of January, a man, now identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, a Texas native and a U.S. Army veteran, drove a rented pickup truck at high speed into a crowd in New Orleans' busy French Quarter. He was subsequently killed in a shootout with police. However, authorities have said that they believe multiple people were behind the attack.
We are working with our partners to investigate this as an act of terrorism. We're working to ensure that there is no further threat. We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
According to the FBI, an Islamic State flag was found in the truck, and U.S. President Joe Biden has said that the attack was inspired by the group.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill, The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle, which he rented to conduct this attack. Possible explosives were found in the vehicle as well, and more explosives were found nearby. The situation is very fluid, and the investigation is at a preliminary stage.
On the same day, a Tesla Cybertruck exploded in flames outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, killing the driver and injuring seven others. Authorities are also looking into whether the two attacks are linked. I'm Joseph Tulloch.
Over 20 migrants are missing after a small boat capsized near the Italian island of Lampedusa, marking the latest tragedy in the Mediterranean's ongoing migration crisis. As Francesca Merlo reports, thousands of people, including many children, have lost their lives in perilous attempts to reach Europe over the past decade. And Pope Francis, throughout his entire pontificate, has given voice to these people, so often forgotten.
As the year ended, tragedy struck in the Mediterranean when a migrant boat sank near Lampedusa, leaving 20 people missing. Seven survivors, including an 8-year-old boy, were rescued, but his mother is among the missing. This comes weeks after another shipwreck near Sicily left an 11-year-old girl as the sole survivor. 2024 witnessed immense loss, with over 2,200 migrants dying or missing while crossing the Mediterranean. According to UNICEF, the Central Mediterranean route accounted for 1,700 of these deaths. One in five migrants is a minor, many fleeing violence and poverty. Hundreds of these victims are children, highlighting the desperate circumstances driving families to risk their lives. Since 2014, over 28,000 migrants have died or disappeared on this treacherous route. Pope Francis has long championed the rights of migrants, frequently decrying the loss of life at sea. On the World Day of Migrants and Refugees in 2023, he urged against indifference, stating each person lost at sea is a brother or sister, not a number. He described the Mediterranean as Europe's largest cemetery and called for governments to address migration's root causes, provide safe pathways, and avoid rejecting those in need, which he termed a grave sin. Following this most recent shipwreck, UNICEF renewed its appeal for governments to prioritize migrant children's welfare. Regina De Dominicis, UNICEF Regional Director for Europe and Central Asia, urged implementation of the Migration and Asylum Pact, focusing on safe pathways, rescue operations and asylum access. She stressed the need for investment in essential services, including psychosocial support, healthcare and education. Organisations like UNICEF and leaders like Pope Francis continue to call for compassion and coordinated action to end this humanitarian crisis. Their efforts remind us of the urgent need to address migration challenges and ensure the safety and dignity of all people seeking refuge. I'm Francesca Merlo.
As Syria begins the new year without ousted President Bashar al-Assad, Cardinal Mario Zanardi has expressed cautious optimism on the future of the country after 50 years of dictatorship and 13 years of a bloody civil war. Speaking with Vatican News, the Italian Apostolic Nuncio said that some recent developments offer reasons for hope, though he warned it remains to be seen if the new Syrian leadership's promises will be followed up by concrete actions. Lisa Zangarini tells us more.
According to Cardinal Zanardi, despite some apprehension, the latest developments in Syria are a breach of hope for the country, including Christians. On the 31st of December, the new strongman of Syria, Ahmed al-Sharaa, met in Damascus with Christian leaders and offered them assurances that the new Syria will be inclusive, wishing them a Merry Christmas. The Apostolic Nuncio, who last week also met the new foreign minister at his invitation, said that this event would have been unimaginable only 3 weeks ago, and that the bishops present at the meeting left with a sense of hope for Syria's future. At the leadership level, he explained, there is an understanding on some fundamental principles and values. However, he added, it remains to be seen if words will translate into actions. This mixture of hope and apprehension marked the recent Christmas celebrations in Syria. In the face of this situation, Cardinal Zanardi emphasized the importance for Christians to stay and contribute to rebuilding the country. This is not the time to leave Syria, but rather the time for Christians outside to return, he said. Regarding the horrific human rights violations committed under Assad's regime, Cardinal Zanardi remarked that those horrors call for reflection, particularly by the international community, and an impartial justice to prevent cycles of revenge. On the crucial issue of the protection of women's rights, the Vatican Nuncio noted that this should be a priority not only for Christians, but also for all Syrians. Cardinal Zanardi concluded with an appeal to the international community to actively support Syria in its reconstruction efforts instead of just waiting and observing. Peace and development are deeply interconnected, he said.
Nuovo nome della pace e sviluppo.
I am Lisa Zangarini.
The Bishop of Thailand's Northern Diocese of Chiang Mai has invited Catholics to take part in the 2025 Jubilee with a Mass at the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral. The Holy Year has already inspired a congregation of religious sisters in Thailand to renew their efforts to care for children at risk, as Devin Watkins reports.
Bishop Francis Xavier Aponratana of Thailand's Northern Diocese of Chiang Mai has urged Catholics to open our hearts to Jesus Christ at the start of the 2025 Jubilee. He celebrated Mass at the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral, marking the beginning of the Holy Year dedicated to the theme, Pilgrims of Hope. The event is intended as a period of reflection on faith, penance, and re-establishing relationships with God, as well as an inspiration to take action, including helping those in need. Hope is not a passive virtue which merely waits for things to happen, said Bishop Aponratana, quoting Pope Francis. Rather, he added, it is a supremely active virtue that helps make them happen. Among those inspired by the Jubilee's call for hope were two sisters from the Lovers of the Holy Cross congregation, based in the northeastern Thrai Archdiocese. Sister Thanomsri and Sister Ming Kwan, both of whom have dedicated their lives for the past several years to serving vulnerable children, have resolved to become pilgrims of hope for the children under their care. They welcome children at risk at the House of Grace Children's Home, located on the outskirts of Chiang Mai City. Sister Thanomsri, the home's manager, said the home takes in children who are abused by those meant to care for them and have suffered physical, sexual, and emotional trauma. These children face numerous obstacles to education, including a lack of Thai identity documents and language barriers. Sister Ming Kwan, the assistant head and social worker at the children's home, said we live in a broken world with broken people. What changes, she added, is the magnitude and number of children in need. The more families are under pressure, the more children become victims. The House of Grace Children's Home currently provides care for 30 children, ranging from kindergarten to primary school age, who receive at least one meal a day and are enrolled in nearby state schools. Despite financial obstacles, the sisters remain committed to their mission, saying the home can help them break the cycle of poverty. I'm Devin Watkins.
Pope Francis's January prayer intention is the right to an education. In the video announcing his intention for the first month of 2025, the Holy Father reminds Christians that due to wars, migration, and poverty, some 250 million boys and girls lack education. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
Pope Francis's monthly prayer intention this January is for the right to an education. The Pope invited the Church to pray for this intention in the month's The Pope video, which is entrusted to the entire Catholic Church through the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. In the Pope video for January, the Holy Father warned that today we're experiencing an educational catastrophe.
Hoy se vive una catástrofe educativa.
And underscores this is no exaggeration. Due to wars, migration, and poverty, the Holy Father decried some 250 million boys and girls lack education. All children have the right to go to school, the Pope said, adding regardless of their immigration status. Education, he goes on to say, is a hope for everyone. In addition, he reminded it can save migrants and refugees from discrimination, criminal networks, and exploitation. So many minors, he decried, are exploited. Education, therefore, is essential, the Holy Father suggested, because he said it can help them integrate into the communities who host them. Education, the Pope reminded, opens the doors to a better future. In this way, he explained, migrants and refugees can contribute to society either in their new country or in their country of origin should they decide to return. The Holy Father concluded his video with some food for thought, saying, let's never forget that whoever welcomes the foreigner welcomes Jesus Christ.
Y no olvidemos nunca que quien acoge al forastero acoge a Jesucristo.
With this in mind, Pope Francis urged the faithful to join him in praying for migrants, refugees, and those affected by war, that their right to an education, which is necessary to build a more humane world, might always be respected. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
And finally, Pope Francis has recalled the priestly spirit and theological preparation of Salesian Cardinal Angelo Amato, who died on December 31st at the age of 86. The Holy Father said he was praying for the soul of the deceased cardinal and offered his condolences to members of the Salesian family and the family of Cardinal Amato. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates from the Vatican on our Facebook, X, and Instagram pages. Many thanks this evening go to our technicians in studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.